The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Lutefisk, are you kidding me, ladies and gentlemen? Yes, well, there's that, and there's all kinds of wonderful Scandinavian delicacies right here at Hustfest in Minot. Hi, everybody, I'm Scott Hinton. This is What's on Your Mind from 550 K-Fire in Bismarck, Mandan, 910 KCJB in Minot. The Flag family of AM 1100, the Flag, Fargo, Moorhead, and AM 1090 KTGO for Williston and Watford City and Tioga and Ray and Stanley, as well as KLTC and Dickinson, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. Thank our fine affiliates and thank you, our fine listeners. 800-228-0550 is our toll-free telephone number. Do you hear the music? Yes, the Accordion Club is playing in Copenhagen Hall. We are at the Touchstone Energy Cooperative booth. You can smell the cookies. You can stop by and say hello. And we've got a lot of live fine listeners come by. I have three copies of the book left, so half of the books are gone. All you need to do is say, I heard you on the radio. I want a free copy of Grassroots, A Common Sense Action Agenda for America. Tell me where you heard it before you get here. You got another hour to stop on by. And who is our lucky winner from last hour, Todd, for the Cloverdale Bacon Family 4-Pack?
I forgot his name now.
David,
I think.
David. Yeah. Yes, David. There we are.
All right. Way to go, David. David told
Good
us a
job.
Story about a little mishap at the VA with a vet in need of some care and a daughter that was originally promised an education that went away, and kind of a big mess. So anyway, we forwarded that on to Congressman Kramer's office so he can check into that. And David has got a Cloverdale Bacon 4-Pack on the way. Now, the good news is we have one of those left. So if you'd like the Cloverdale Bacon 4-Pack, which includes Cloverdale's thick-cut sliced bacon, pepper bacon, maple bacon, and applewood smoked bacon, tell you what, folks, it's on us. We're also brought to you today by the North Dakota Petroleum Council, North Dakota Oil Can. The website is NorthDakotaOilCan.com to find out about the 60,000 jobs in the industry, the $30 billion in revenue, and national security that comes from North Dakota oil and gas production. So I mentioned we're at Hustfest today. Welcome your calls, questions, and comments at 800-228-0550, and you'll get in the mix for caller of the hour for a Cloverdale Bacon 4-Pack. So call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind. What's on my mind is Hustfest. David Wrighton, who's the Prime Minister of Hustfest, the President, the Grand Poobah, is here. Hello, sir. How are you?
King.
King. It would be better,
yeah,
wouldn't it? Yeah, since we're talking kind of the King of Norway, the King of Hustfest.
That's good. I'm glad that to be here, and I'm very glad that you're here. So welcome.
Thank you. I can't come here and not think about your father, and I'm sure you do as well.
Oh, yes.
This is kind of his baby.
This was his baby. It was actually about number four on his list. It was, I always said that it was faith, family, and friends, and then came Hustfest. So that was, or I used to say Fustfest, to make faith, family, and friends work together.
There you go, yes, Fustfest.
Yeah, so like it's kind of in his memory. I always think about it when I walk the halls, and so do a lot of the volunteers and, you know, full-time staff that work it. So it's a very, very nice tribute to him, and I bring up his name all the time in front of the audiences, and well-deserved.
What would he like the most this year about Hustfest?
What I really like, and the most comments we're getting for this year, is our entertainment. Our entertainment has been absolutely outstanding. We've had Daniel Donald for two shows, Bill Ingvall, kind of a surprise. He had him rolling in the aisles.
Always a good sign for a comedian when you have to take a knee, right? Just to get your breath back.
And being in the business, a lot of these volunteers have been in the business, and I told Bill Ingvall this as when he came off the stage, was I asked the usher, I says, well, how's he doing? Is he doing well? And she turned at me and she smiled and she said, nobody's walking out. You know, that's
sign,
you want a great sign right there. Nobody's walking out. And then we have Merle Haggard this afternoon. And I think he's going to be close to sold out right now. I mean, Merle Haggard is 77 years old, so I've told my staff that I'm not going to book anybody in the Husfest under the age of 67.
Because they're the newbies, right?
They're the newbies. And then for next year, they have a survey, and the early survey coming in is...
Who do they want?
Yeah, God bless it. Mr. Grass, God, I've forgotten. Willie Nelson.
Oh, okay.
And Willie Nelson.
Grass does go in there.
That's it. But what's that?
He tends to smoke
here?
The grass, doesn't he? Yeah.
Well, I hope nobody's listening. Hello. No. And then tonight we have Josh Turner with Danielle Bradbury.
That's huge.
Yeah. And then tomorrow I need everybody to get out their love beads, bell bottoms, and floral shirts because we have Peter Noon of Hermits Hermits and B.J. Thomas. So I always get to pick one group every year, and I do the 60s group. So you're too young to probably...
No, I'm born 64, so I would have been a little bit more of a 70s kind of music influence. But I like B.J. Thomas a lot.
B.J. Thomas, and then tomorrow night we have Jennifer Nettles, the lead singer of Sugarland. She is just an absolutely terrific performer. I saw her in Bismarck 4 or 5 years ago, and boy, is she good. So Jennifer Nettles is on tomorrow night. And then the other thing is we have side stages. You know, people kind of forget if they're going to buy a ticket for Josh Turner or Jennifer Nettles or whatever. You get all these side stages that you can see.
Free?
At no additional cost.
Thank you.
Yeah,
yes,
there you go. Oh, see, I get a free breakfast at a hotel. No. It's at no additional cost. There's a big difference. I'm an ex-lawyer. I could sue you.
Yeah, that's exactly so, right. That's why you're the king of Husfest, and I'm just a radio flunky.
That's it. So, but, you know, we have the biggest hit this year, which it was kind of semi-unexpected, is the Nordic Tenors. You know, everybody falls in love with El Divo, but the Nordic Tenors have been bringing down audience. They've been doing a great job. Again, this year we have Clint Hill. He is, of course, the Secret Service man that was riding behind President Kennedy's car in Dallas in November of 1963.
Fascinating story.
Yes. He's got a book called 5 Days in November. He gives a presentation of the book twice a day. Tomorrow it's at 9:30 in Oslo Hall. And so it's absolutely an amazing person, which it took him decades to finally overcome his hesitancy to talk about. And he tells an amazing story, and it's about the 5 days in November. And so he, it's just an awe-inspiring story that he tells. He's a Washburn, North Dakota boy. Went to my alma mater, Concordia College, in Morehead, Minnesota. But he signs and autographs the books, and if you're a history buff, you are going to meet a historical person.
Very good. Diamond Rio on the free stage, too.
Oh, absolutely amazing.
Yeah, they're really good. I mean, there's not many places you go there to see Diamond Rio at no additional charge.
At no additional thank you.
That's exactly right. I'll remember that next time I have breakfast. Don't tell me you have free breakfast.
Don't tell me I got
$120 for this room.
Yeah, it's like I got free towels.
Yeah.
You know.
So we got to talk about the food. Do you have a favorite?
Well, everybody gets mad at me, but I love lutefisk.
You do?
I just love lutefisk.
Did Chet drop you on your head when you were young?
No. What you got to do, and I've learned, I have a 16-year young son, that you don't force it upon them. They got to, you know, slowly do it themselves. But I just love the lutefisk. We got Viking on a stick, potato club, and pastries, and we have Entree Tray, which is...
never been there. I'm going there for lunch today.
Yeah, well, I'll see you there.
That buffet sounds good, huh?
And make sure that, since I'm king of the Husfest, that you're behind me in the line.
I'll remember that, yeah. I'll follow you. So you follow me. You get first choice on the goodies.
Time, but anyway, that's... but I'm gonna be there, and we got 6 chefs. But we just have all sorts of Scandinavian food, and, you know, we have Polish hot dogs and, you know, things like that. So don't worry about it.
Is this a successful endeavor, a good money maker? It's great for the community.
It's great for the community. We make some money, you know. We just, as long as we can bring in more money than we take out, that's the main thing. but the hotels fill up, the restaurants fill up, becomes a real traffic jam. You know, of course, Minot lately has been a traffic jam, just like Williston is and Stanley is and Bismarck is. So it's somewhat a little difficult getting around, but...
Pleasant problem.
Yeah, it's a very pleasant problem.
We're a big deal estate these days. It's kind of fun, isn't it?
Oh, God, it's just so much fun when you can say with pride, and I've always said with pride, I'm from the state of North Dakota, but it's still amazing when you talk to people outside of North Dakota or outside of the Midwest. You know, have you ever heard of the Bakken Formation? You know, they think it's something in your upper denture,
And that's a good Norwegian name, too. How about that?
Good Norwegian name. In fact, we put the Bakken name in the Scandinavian American Hall of Fame.
That belongs there. Yeah. That is for sure. David, great to see you. Thanks.
All right. Oh, thank you very much for being here. And remember, you're behind me.
I'm going to come. I'm lunching with you today. I'm going to follow the pro, the king of Husfest, David Wrighton. Thank you, David.
All right. Thank you very much.
More coming up live from Husfest. We're in Copenhagen Hall. Stop by and say hi. Your calls when we come back.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try.
KeepItLocal.com. KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
Here's to everyone who believes in competition and good sportsmanship, who knows it's not about the trophies or the medals, but rather the lessons learned. For those who understand it's not whether you win or lose, just that you give your best. So go ahead, lace them up, take the field, have fun, and play. For the experience, for the memories, for the love of the game. Shields, when it comes to gear and expert advice, we're right there with you in Bismarck, Minot, Grand Forks, Fargo, and Morehead.
A word about agriculture from the North Dakota Farm Bureau. When animal activists started impacting farmers and ranchers that raise animals for food in our great state, one organization, the North Dakota Farm Bureau, decided to do something about it. Farm Bureau stood up for our state's farmers and ranchers by initiating a constitutional amendment to safeguard modern farming and ranching practices. The result? North Dakota became the first state to constitutionally protect agriculture practices, and the measure passed with more than 70% approval from North Dakota voters. It didn't go unnoticed in other states either. Many are now forging ahead with similar plans. Agriculture is an important industry to our state, and the North Dakota Farm Bureau is the voice for agriculture in North Dakota. Farm Bureau is also the voice for limited government, self-reliance, and economic progress. Tenants have made this country great. Learn more about all the North Dakota Farm Bureau has to offer at their website, ndfb.org. ndfb.org. Your state. Your future. Your Farm Bureau.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms. I get it. You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
I've been calling in for over a year, telling you I've been in Williston for 3.5 years. And the illegals that are coming in here, a huge portion of them are Hispanic gang members, a very large portion of them. I know that because I spent 30 years in Nevada and I know the gang. And the gang problem, if we don't get on these employers and start stopping the illegals, you're going to see a huge gang problem in the oil patch. Thanks, Scott.
Thanks for the call. And, you know, well, it's one of our questions of the day today, 800-228-0550 to answer it, by the way. And gangs back in Fargo, literally a story about an arrest after a pair of clashes between warring factions in a South Fargo neighborhood. And, by the way, there were rumors that were floating. I'm not big on rumors, but they were floating about a gang involvement in the murder of the NDSU freshman, Tom Bearson. The police have denied that there's any evidence of that. But obviously, it surprises me that we're talking about gang activity resuming in Fargo. So, 800-228-0550, if you like that call or want to weigh in on that. We have some others that came in during our chat with David Wright here at HustFest.
We're
broadcasting.
Today in Valley City last night, they had a discussion group or a panel on Measure 5 and Measure 1. Scott, is there any way to find out what kind of funding Measure 5 proponents are getting from Sierra Club, Nature Conservancy, and HSUS? That question was asked last night, and they wouldn't answer it. They all they would say was pheasants forever and ducks unlimited. So they're trying to say that's the only funding they're getting from out of state, and I can't believe that. Is there any way to find that out? Thanks, Scott. I won't be able to listen today. Bye.
Well, then we can't give them the answer today, can we? We're going to add that to our list of debates questions. And by the way, on Measure 5, one thing you need to know, and I want everyone in our audience to know, we have literally, if I post it on our Facebook page or our website, the amount of times we have reached out to the proponents of Measure Number 5 to come on this program to choke a horse. And they initially said, well, we're not going to come on until we actually get the signatures gathered. Then when they got the signatures gathered in a somewhat nefarious way, by the way, speaking of U.S. Fish and Wildlife, my understanding is, the North Dakota Game and Fish Department partners with U.S. Fish and Wildlife on the gun auctions. So when they seize some, guns and things illegally, they auction them. And Measure 5 folks illegally were at these gun auctions gathering signatures. And remember, last time around, they had people arrested for it. So they're now they've hired a robo-firm to call, which is illegal, and they even called the attorney general. So, not only is Measure 5 a really bad idea, how they've gone about getting it on the ballot is a really bad idea, and I would love to answer your questions, but they will not come on this program. They don't think enough of the audience, and here's why they won't come on the program, which is blatantly obvious. I mean, we've called them. I have phone calls into Steve Adair at Ducks Unlimited. We've emailed. We've tried repeatedly. The bottom line is they know you are all too smart to not have figured this out, and you're going to ask the questions they don't want to answer. There's no other explanation in my view. So I know all I need to know without telling you that $4.8 billion is going to get skimmed from the taxpayers, without knowing that they're going to buy land and flip land to the federal taxpayers. I know all I need to know by the fact they won't come here and answer your questions. And that is going to be my standard. And I would ask you to hold me accountable, Todd accountable, all of us here on the program, if you think that's too harsh. If you don't think enough of your candidacy to come and answer questions from North Dakotans that make up the largest radio audience of any program, you speak volumes. It disrespects the audience. And right now, George Sinner is in that category. George Sinner has refused to appear on this program, even if I will not. I said, look, I'll go off. I'll take a vacation day. Didn't I, Todd? I said, I'll take a vacation day, and we can host a debate, and Todd can do it, or we'll get some news folks to do it from KX, network or whatever. They said, nope, we don't want to be on in the morning. We don't want to be on in the What's on Your Mind time slot. Okay, George Sinner just told every listener to this program he doesn't care about you. And by the way, Ryan Taylor doing the exact same thing. Ran into Ryan Taylor this week at the Lignite Energy Council meeting, came up to him, said, Ryan, are we going to get this figured out or what? I mean, I had to come to the Lignite Energy Council and ask a question in the audience about what you meant by, a social contract for crying out loud, because you won't come on the program. And we understand from your campaign that you literally don't have 5 minutes between now and the election. We've offered to tape it. We've offered none. Done. So, again, Ryan Taylor, who wants to be ag commissioner in North Dakota, doesn't think enough of the largest audience in the program and what is largest radio audience in the state to come on the program and answer your questions. I know all I need to know. Never mind that him being on the Industrial Commission would be the equivalent of giving the Dakota Resource Council a position on the Industrial Commission. Folks that want to shut down the oil and gas industry in North Dakota. Never mind all that. He didn't think enough of the listeners to come on the program. And, you know, if that sounds too harsh, please tell me it sounds too harsh. I don't know any other way to describe what I believe.
George Sinner will be on with me on K-Fire in the flagship here, 3:15 Monday afternoon. He was willing to come on with me in the afternoon.
Initially he wasn't, after Todd repeatedly asked, they finally said, yes, we'll do the afternoon, we won't do the morning. So I would encourage our listeners to tune in at 3:15 Monday on K-Fire Cafe and ask them some questions.
And I did bring up, I said, well, you know, if we did What's on Your Mind, you'd be on the network, you'd have all the stations, and we can have Scott out. I blatantly said, I can kick Scott out for the day. That's fine. At least we're getting him on. So 3:15 Monday on K-Fire, and I'm still taking calls. I mean, that is not changing. So
exactly. But again, I mean,
you're still going to have the same opportunity at least on K-Fire. Best I could
do. Here's the ironic thing about all this. Heidi Heitkamp is the United States Senator today because the Democrats very successfully suggested that Rick Berg wasn't willing to go on, you know, a radio program, right? I mean, that was a 3,000-vote race, and I believe the constant hammering by the Democratic Party about Rick Berg and lack of access to him to ask questions is the reason Rick Berg lost.
Exactly.
And Heidi Heitkamp is senator. And now they're doing the exact same thing. And by the way, Senator Heitkamp is as well. She's gone completely dark on us, and after initially saying she wanted to come on. I don't even like bringing this up because I think I sound like a big whiner. And I don't want to whine, but all I'm trying to do is advocate on your behalf, the listeners of the program. And so we're just you know, going to do what we can do. By the way, we're not penalizing the other side. Doug Goring will get the full hour. Kevin Cramer will get the full hour. We're still doing a debate. We're going to do the same thing on all the measures. We're not going to penalize the other candidates because I think that's part of their plan. They think, well, it's a big audience, and if we don't go on, they won't be able to host a debate. Sorry, we're not going to do that. We're not going to play that game. And we will have all of the measures on. And by the way, I misspoke earlier. Somebody called and said something about Measure 3, the pharmacy bill, and then I didn't correct them and went on to talk about the pharmacy issue. Measure 7 is the pharmacy issue. Measure number 3 is actually the higher ed measure. So anyway, back to the phones, enough whining. Kevin and Mandan, Todd and Mandan, and Williams and Ree, ladies and gentlemen. The one and only, well, actually the pair, the one and only comedic pair of Williams and Ree, live from Husfest on What's on Your Mind. Coming up, don't touch that dial.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Loading and unloading grain is safer and more efficient than ever with the Roltec electric conversion system from AgriCover, featuring the new Command 10 remote with next-generation Zigbee technology. It's smart and easy to use, keeping you in control. This completely integrated system uses the same remote to wirelessly operate tarps and hoppers. Over time, the Roltec electric conversion will pay for itself. Why? It reduces driver fatigue. It's lighter by design, and it saves time, allowing more trips per day. So schedule your install today by calling Dickinson Truck Equipment, 701-483-4369. Nelson Ripplinger Sales in Minot at 701-721-1252. Burt's Truck Equipment, East Grand Forks at 218-773-1194. Yankton Canvas in Jamestown at 701-252-6927. Or find a dealer near you. Go online to RoltecElectric.com. RoltecElectric.com.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
In moments, ladies and gentlemen, the one, the only, the great comedic pair Williams and Ree on the program. In the meantime, let me get to these calls that have been waiting on a Are You Kidding Me edition of What's on Your Mind on the 550K Fire, KCJB, KLTC in Dickinson, and the Flag family of AM 1100 The Flag and AM 1090 KTGO. Copenhagen Hall, Husfest. Just smell the cookies, and you'll find your way to the Touchstone Energy Cooperative booth today with us live on the program. Kevin and Mandan, tell me what's on your mind.
Yeah, Ice Man, how are you doing today?
Great, how are you?
All my comment is about the guy that said his friend's VA benefits are going towards Obamacare. And are you kidding me? What they should do is, when his term's up, take away Obama's lifetime Secret Service protection and put that money towards Obamacare.
Should we give that a try, Kevin? Yeah,
President could just do it with a pen and a phone call.
I just want to find the bureaucrat that said to this vet. So he's already going through all this trouble back and forth trying to get his need taken care of, and they, you know, kind of keep upping the ante with benefits, including, hey, your daughter can go to college for free because of your disability, and then all of a sudden it's, wait a minute, that benefit you had, we took it away because we have to pay for Obamacare. I want to find the person that said that. That's a classic. Thanks, Kevin. Appreciate it. Alex and Velba, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
All right. Well, how you doing?
Good. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing pretty good. I was finally glad to get on the air with you here. I got some guys laughing at me watching me in the track there. But I want to take a break from all the political stuff and talk a bit about Who's Fest here. Never been before, but I got tickets to Josh Turner tonight. And I was going to ask you, I'm not going to have a whole lot of free time when I'm there. Maybe a half hour to an hour. What is the one thing that I should absolutely do in that half hour to an hour before I go to the concert?
Well, I'm going to ask our next two guests to help me on this, but I would say eat. I would come early and eat is what I would do. You got to take that in. I mean, there's a... Yeah, so...
Got to load up on the lutefisk there, huh?
Well, I wouldn't do that if I were you, if you wanted to live. but if you got some windows to caulk, I'd maybe do that. But you could bring that home. I'd go swing some meatballs personally. Maybe a little left, I don't know, Bruce Williams?
I would go with maybe a spud hog.
Spud hog?
Yeah.
All right.
And top that off with some Rumergrat.
Rumergrat is good stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of good desserts. How about Terry Reed?
I would go with the kind of the food line in the Reykjavik Hall. I would go in there and I would have the fish chowder.
Fish chowder.
It's the best ever.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. I saw that. I actually smelled that.
It's delicious.
Smelled pretty good.
Did that help, Alex?
Oh, that helps pretty good, yeah.
Yeah, but you need more than a half hour. You need to just get here right away.
Yeah, just come here right away because there's some older women that are looking for younger guys like you.
Well, perfect. If they like them around the 22 range, that's good. Well, I tell you what, my boss, he's listening to me. They're chopping corn in the tractor. You go ahead and tell him he's got to give me some more time tonight, and I'll see if I can make it up there.
Hey, yeah. Hey, Alex, hang on a second because I'm going to put you in for caller of the hour. You just might win a Cloverdale family four-pack of bacon, okay?
I'm always good with bacon.
Yeah, everything's better with bacon is my motto. All right, Alex, have fun. He is first time ever at Host Fest coming tonight, and I would agree with our guest Williams and Ree that he ought to come early and soak it all in because there's things to buy, there's things to see. I will admit the food is what drives me. It really does.
Absolutely. Yeah. The food is just magnificent.
It's more the older women for him.
Is it really?
It really is.
Yeah.
Indians like old white women, you know, because they...
Can you say that?
They come bearing gifts.
Is that right?
Yes.
What are the gifts? This is a family program. We probably can't say there. Good food, right?
Good
food.
Buns.
Yeah.
They bring buns.
Yeah. They can work that campfire like there's no tomorrow,
fried
right?
Bread.
Yeah, fried bread. Okay.
Choke cherry.
Yeah, that's exactly right. The first time I saw you two, I don't remember what it was, but I honestly had to go to a knee to get air. I mean, is that a sign that you're really, you know, you've hit the crescendo of your profession as a comedian when folks are in the audience going to a knee to get air?
If we can make you laugh, I think, you know, we've accomplished something because you being a...
Worldly.
A worldly...
Knowledge. Worldly?
Yeah, well...
No.
Just being a kind of a politico, you know, and if our humor goes over with you, we've done our job.
Is that right?
Yes. Because we listen to you full time.
You do not, because you're in Nashville. You're listening on iHeartRadio or what?
Yes.
Okay, good.
I have you on my computer at home, and I just punch you in. And
do you really?
I just love to hear you you talk to these people that are so questioning what's going on in the world.
Yeah.
And you straighten them out.
Well, thank you. That's very kind of you. Yeah.
No. We do the same thing in our show.
Do you? Yes.
Yeah, but we give it the...
I'm coming to your show at 11:30. I can't wait. That's the next one,
really?
Right?
Yeah.
No, but I'm not. If I sit in the front row, I'll be made fun of. Is that...
No, we don't make fun
we
of
you. We would absolutely not.
No?
No.
We can't even see these people in front of us here.
Is that right?
We have no idea who they are.
For the benefit of our radio audience, would you describe what you're seeing in front of you here right here?
We can't see anything because he's got glaucoma and I got cataracts. So I can't.
Everybody wave because you're going to go on Facebook here, okay? Wave.
What is that painting with the pitchfork?
Oh, American Gothic.
Yeah, this is American Gothic.
It is, right? Who is the pitchfork? That gentleman has a cowboy hat, but I don't see any pitchforks, but yes, we see it here.
Good cross-section.
This is beautiful, yes. They wanted the show early. You guys are in demand, see what the deal is. They can't even wait for 11:30. They had to come watch the radio show, and they want to laugh now.
Well, it's a big Scandinavian festival, and they've always been, fascinated by the Indian people.
That's right.
Because over in Scandinavia, Sweden, they have the Sami people.
The Sami?
The Sami.
I wasn't aware. What's the Sami?
I have no idea.
Is he making that up? Or
no northern, idea. It's a northern nomadic tribe.
Is that right? To me, it's a pizza place. So
the Sami.
Yeah, right.
And they have good Italian food there.
They do. Yeah, exactly.
I've had spaghetti and meatballs there many times.
I don't go there when I'm at Host Fest because all the food's here. But, I mean, I haven't been known to go to Sami's from time to time.
Yeah.
By the way, he continues to say Indian. Jerry, is that offensive to you?
No.
No?
No, no.
Okay.
I've always been called an Indian since birth.
Well, I thought it was Native American. Is that you don't like that hyphenated stuff?
I'd rather be just an Indian. You know, the Native American stuff. You know, it's just
it wasn't America when they were here.
No.
Do you ever get grief about this from a politically correct nation or audience or anything? Or do you toss those people out of your audience?
Yeah, we don't listen to those people.
Yeah.
Well, Todd, it looks like we lost Scott there again.
Little bit of a
connection issue again.
Williams and Ree probably waved their magic wand.
Good point.
See, now when I was on, it was Williams and me because I don't know where Ree didn't show up.
Two stages and
it's not really one themed culture, you know, like this one is. So this is unique. totally yeah. unique.
Occasionally we'll get mostly white people and some Mexicans. But
Mexicans. FCC's going to be calling us before we get done. How do you put a noose on this guy, Bruce? Is it possible?
Well, you know, they were here first. The Indians were here first.
True. Yeah, so they get them. They
can call a spade a spade.
He tells everyone that I'm the most racist person he's ever met.
Because he hates everybody.
I do.
You do? You hate everybody?
Yeah, hate everyone.
What did I do wrong to make you hate me?
No, I didn't.
Every group of people?
Every group of people.
Oh, I see, yes.
Especially those Orientals. I just can't stand those Orientals.
What are they? Well, just because you see no Orientals in front of you. It's safe to make fun of Orientals in the
ever since the war, you know.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
You still got a little war thing going there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow, Bruce, do you hate anybody?
No. I'm all about peace and love.
Are you?
And he really is, too. But underneath that, his core.
Yes.
He's just real.
He's bitter. There's a thin quarter-inch layer right below
nice,
that.
Yeah. Of nice? Yeah, okay. Yeah. Everything else is very bitter.
Bitter.
Very bitter.
Bitter about all the people coming to this country and kind of ruining it. And he's all about getting back to the land.
You see, technically, we should still own the mineral rights to the northern North Dakota.
That's why you're bitter.
Yeah.
You see that money.
Yeah.
Oh, I got it. Good point.
They have turned us.
Let's see if anybody agrees with that in the audience here. Does anybody think that that Terry here and his people should own the mineral rights? That didn't go over too well.
Not one hand. Not one picture. Apparently, all of them landowners.
Yes, mineral rights. Yes, exactly.
There's
right.
One Sammy guy in the back, but you couldn't see him.
Couldn't see his hand.
Short.
No, I didn't do it.
Yeah.
So what?
I'm gonna Google that Sammy guy because I don't know what he's talking.
I've lost it completely too. Yeah.
Well, they have little things that look like teepees and stuff, and I think they call them Lavu. Lavu.
He's bringing the show down again.
Never heard of this.
No idea what he's talking about.
No idea. Yeah. I'm going to Google it.
See, that's what you learn when you come to the Host Fest. You learn about all this
other cultures.
Yeah. You listen to one Norwegian tell you something and you believe it.
That's the only way to learn. That's the only way to learn, yeah. Where are you guys from? What's home?
I'm from Pierre, South Dakota.
Are you really?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe that's why I saw you. Anybody, who's from Pierre here? Right there, Milbank. Not too far away.
North
Dakota.
Yeah.
Yeah. How about you?
I grew up in Idaho, but I met him in college in Spearfish.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is this where the Williams and Reese started? Was
that's
the South Dakota
where
thing?
Started, yes.
Yeah. I think I first saw you in Huron, actually.
Yeah.
You used to play the Plainsman Hotel out there, didn't you?
Yeah. Oh, that was a long time ago.
Yeah. Well, I was there in the early 80s.
You must have been like 12, 13.
I'm old. Well, I'm going to be 50 in a few weeks.
Oh.
Yeah, the big 50. Yeah, the big 50.
That's, you're still a kid.
Am I?
Yeah.
Yeah, good. Everybody here think I'm still a kid?
Yeah.
All right. Thank you very much. That's very nice.
That's another unique thing about Host Fest. Everybody's older than you.
Somebody in this audience. Yeah. Well, that's a very good point. Yeah, that went over pretty well. Who has a question for these guys? We have a minute. Somebody come up here and ask them a question. Ask anything.
You're not going to get anybody.
This gentleman, he's not afraid to come up.
Oh,
my golly, exactly right. What's your name, sir?
It's Chester.
That's
Wayne,
not Chester.
Stringer, and but I don't think you Indians have anything to worry about the mineral rights. You got the casinos. You'll help.
Thank you, Wayne. That was really well put.
The casinos, yes, especially the one at Newtown. That's doing really well.
They are.
Skydancer up there, Belcourt. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, good point. I think we're all about equality here. You guys have got the casinos, and we've got the mineral rights. So let's keep it that way.
Yeah. It's not really working out for all of us, but
his casino down on his res in South Dakota, they got like 16 machines and 12 security guards.
Is that right?
Yeah.
So and 100 cigarette machines.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And the chairman comes in and empties it every day.
Yes, but it's all distributed properly.
That's why he's so well dressed.
Yes, exactly. Hey, guys, you're a blast. Keep up the great work. You're an amazing, amazing talent. And look forward to 11:30 today and throughout the rest of the time here at Host Fest. Some great laughs.
Thank you.
Thank you, brother. And continued success to you.
God bless you all. And there's a lot more going on in North Dakota than there is in Tennessee, so maybe one day, maybe you're just coming up and move on up here.
Oh, yeah. We're already talking about that.
A little warmer in Tennessee.
Is that right? Yeah. Well, 20 below keeps the riffraff out, we like to say. So, we're doing okay, I think. Anyway, see you guys.
Thank you.
All right, you can steal that one, by the way. It's give them a round of applause. Are they great or what? Live from Host Fest. Our final segment coming up on What's On Your Mind. Don't go away.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter
Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Biedelsbacher.
This past year, we have witnessed significant and unprecedented disruptions in rail service that are preventing us from moving our soybeans to market. This issue is of great concern to the North Dakota Soybean Council as we enter the soybean harvest and winter marketing season. To this end, the North Dakota Soybean Council is teaming up with the North Dakota Soybean Growers Association and the Soy Transportation Coalition to identify what we can do to facilitate and expedite solutions to these serious rail delays. Solutions will likely result from a collaborative effort with the railroads, the elevators, the farming community, and key influencers. Be assured that the North Dakota Soybean Council is staying on top of this issue and is focused on bringing alternative solutions to the table. Watch for updates on this topic in the Soybean Grower magazine.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
North Dakota and Minnesota's leading steel building contractor is Evercourt Building Systems. Jesse Everett, the owner, is on the phone with us. Jesse, I need a shop, an office, and a warehouse all in one. Can you take care of me?
Absolutely.
How long does the design process take?
3 weeks, and you've got your blueprints.
How long is delivery going to take?
We guarantee delivery in 4 weeks.
And when am I moving in?
We're going to have that building built in 90 days.
Tell me about the quality. What goes into an Evercourt building?
All North American-made steel. We tend to put big foundations under them that are engineered by local engineers that understand the conditions, and we tend to overdo it.
How do you price this so I get the best bang for my buck, Jesse?
We use 39 plants across the U.S. That's factory direct, which means you get the best price.
Jesse, you sold me. How do I reach you to talk about my next building project?
Just call me, 612-282-9922.
Or online at evercourtbuildingsystems.com. Thanks, Jesse.
Thank you.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, proflowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to proflowers.com, click the blue microphone in the top right corner, and enter code PLOW. That's proflowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite intestinal freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
F-A-T-T-I-G-M-A-N-N. It's kind of a deep fried pastry or cookie, I guess you call it, and usually dusted with some powdered sugar or something like that.
All right, so we needed a little explanation on that from earlier. We were trying to figure out what that person was trying to say, so now we have it. And he even spelled it for us. Wow, that's unbelievable. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Last segment here. We have some other calls waiting, and I just met a friend from Pierce, South Dakota, listens to 550 KFIRE and What's on Your Mind, Joe Hanson. Hey, Joe, how are you?
I'm fine.
Thanks, Scott. It's great to be here at Who's Fest, and I just like to compliment Scott. I listen to him when I'm in Pierre quite often, and enjoy the comments and what's going on, and learning about what's going on up in North Dakota.
Well, that's very kind of you. There's a lot happening in South Dakota these days too, isn't there?
There is. I think both the Dakotas have a lot to be proud of, and we've been a very successful tenure here.
That's fantastic. So, you're buddies with Terry Rhea, I understand.
Yes, I am. They're personal friends of mine.
And
have been for years.
Do you come up every Husk Fest then to hang out with them?
Yes, I do.
Do they still perform a lot around Pierre in South Dakota?
Not too much. Not that many casinos, Indian casinos close by that will take them. They're in Watertown at times, and let's see, I'm trying to think of some of the other ones, but and down by Sioux Falls, they do those down there too.
They're good. They're very good. Some of the best stuff. It's just and every year I've seen them at Host Fest before. I've seen them at other events. They're just always funny.
They are.
They're really good and genuinely neat guys, aren't they?
Yes. Yeah. Yes, they are. And a lot of it is they feed off of one another, each other, and they continue on. But there is always something new in their program or in their show. That's what's always interesting to me.
We ran out of books, Joe, but if you give me your card, I'll send you one, okay?
Okay. Well, very good. Thanks, guys.
Thanks for listening down there in Pierre, South Dakota on 550 K-Fire. Let's go to Joe and Minot listening on KCJB, where we are broadcasting live, KCJB country here at Husk Fest. Joe, what's on your mind?
Hey, going to switch it here a little bit on you. Time is flying by. Remember beginning of the year we were talking about Christmas trees?
I don't.
Capitol Grounds?
We were.
Paying all that high dollar?
Yes, you're right.
I was going to give you all my info offline and see if we can get that going.
So, I'm just trying to remember now. I remember that the tree, it was a giant tree, and it came in from somewhere else. So we said, hey, there's got to be a North Dakota tree out there. Who would have one? Did you call in and offer to actually have the tree come from your farm or something?
I believe Mo Hall said he could find a much better tree for $500. And I said, I guess I'll work with him. He comes up with a tree, and then you guys are going to try to do something, and my offer still stands, I guess.
Okay, but remind me what your offer is, Joe. You're gonna do what for?
I was actually going to donate the money for the tree just to show him that, you know.
That was it. You were the kind soul that said, I'll pay the $500, and we just got to find
from Mohawk or someplace.
All right, well, that's the thing about this audience. He's probably still listening, right? And somebody will know if he's not listening who it is on Mohall that sells those big trees. And we got to make it our mission. I know that our Lieutenant Governor Drew Wrigley was in charge of that 125th celebration. I'm not sure who's in charge of the Christmas tree purchase, but I am going to get your information offline, Joe, and ask our audience if they know who that is in Mohall or if he's listening to call, because we're going to make it our mission to make sure that the North Dakota Capitol has a North Dakota Christmas tree this year. So great reminder, Joe. Thanks a ton, okay?
You betcha.
Hang on a moment, if you would, and we will get your information. Sven Sterley will take that. Bob in West Hope listening on 550 K-Fire. Hey, Bob, what's on your mind?
Well, I'm the guy that got that gall darn Christmas tree.
You got that gall darn Christmas tree? What do you mean? Do you actually have the tree?
I've got a tree for that to put on them Capitol grounds.
And did you want $500 for it?
I don't care what they give me. Just come and get it.
All right.
Just come and get it.
All right.
That's the way I'd like to see it go.
What's the size of that sucker you got up there at West Hope, Bob? How big's the tree?
Oh, I don't know. It's probably 40, 45 feet. It's not one of them 80 footers, so you don't need that.
All right. Well, hang on. We're going to get your info too, Bob, okay? Hang on a second. We'll get that from you, and we'll make sure that Christmas tree is the North Dakota tree. Todd, time for any other off-air calls before we roll to the
day? If you happen to come across Potato Club, and if you have a chance, stick a couple in your pocket and take home tonight, and then tomorrow morning slice them up in slices and fry them in butter, a little salt and pepper in a fry pan, and throw some of that clover leaf bacon in there, and you'll have one very tasty breakfast. Talk to you there.
All right. Beautiful.
Did Scott bring just enough quarters to last till a minute left in the show?
Is that it?
You think he'd have brought, like, because it's only like 25 cents a minute. So there you go. Scott's back.
Yeah, there we go.
You disappeared there. You're back. Yeah.
MyPillow.com, one of our fine sponsors, by the way, 800-506-9028, or go to MyPillow.com and use promo code Scott, and you're going to get the great deal. The two-for-one original classic pillow, savings of 50% off when you go to MyPillow.com or call 800-506-9028. Check out our Facebook page. Don't forget, we answer the phone 24-7 with your questions or comments at 855-200-1776. See you Monday for the first of our debate series as well, a debate on Measure 8, school starting after Labor Day. Good idea or bad, let us know what you think Monday. God bless you, folks. Have a great weekend. See
Watford City. We're not the same. We're better. We're building, rearranging, and making room to improve the lives of our growing community. Today, we're sushi bars, fine dining, movie theaters, superior hotels, shopping centers, Main Street business, and small town service. We're water parks, play parks, walking paths, a state-of-the-art wellness center, and an up-and-coming community event center equipped for banquets, meetings, sports, special events, and much more. We're Watford City. We're kids first. Parks and Rec programming, quality education, school and hospital expansions, and a superior daycare center. We're new jobs, new housing development, new ideas, and new people coming home. We're what the buzz is all about, and we're open for business. Come see for yourself. Watford City. We're not the same. We're better.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
September is National Preparedness Month, so make it a September to remember by getting your emergency food supply from the Freeze Dry Guy. On sale this month are 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes Unit. You'll get one number 10 can each of high-quality Mountain House Chicken Stew, Vegetable Stew with Beef, Pilot Crackers, plus the highest quality dehydrated ABC Stew. Butter and Potatoes for a total of 160 one-half cup servings. Retail value $161.41, but not this month. The Freeze Dry Guy offers the 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes Unit for only $123.93. Save over $37. Plenty of protein, veggies, carbs for energy, and tasty, hearty, storable food with a shelf life of over 25 years. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry! The National Preparedness Month sale ends September 30th from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.